Listen, everybody, to the words I have to say. Better get ready.
This is Daniel White III with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 870. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, under the sign category of earthquakes in divers places, according to CNN, 90 people are now confirmed dead in the earthquake that struck off Mexico's southern coast. It was the most powerful earthquake to hit the country in a century and was felt as far away as Mexico City and Guatemala City by an estimated 50 million people. It is reported that it was felt in Austin, Texas as well. The USGS reported multiple aftershocks, including at least six with tremors measuring about 5.0 in magnitude. Second, today, under the sign category of increased natural disasters, according to the Associated Press, Hurricane Irma roared through the Florida Keys head-on with punishing winds on Sunday and began pushing its way north, flooding streets, spawning tornadoes, knocking out power to more than 6 million people across the state and snapping massive construction cranes over the Miami skyline. Four people were confirmed dead, five now, as a result of the storm, the hurricane, adding to the death toll of over 20, now 36, just came in the Caribbean islands. Third, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to the Indian Express, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mad Dog Mattis told his Japanese counterpart, Itanori Onodera, that America would help Japan enhance its ballistic missile defense capabilities following the biggest nuclear weapons test by North Korea. James Mad Dog Mattis and Onodera condemned the North's latest nuclear tests as a destabilizing provocation that threatens regional and global security. During a phone call, Mad Dog Mattis said America's commitment to defend Japan, including its extended deterrence commitment, remains ironclad. Fourth, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to Reuters, on September 14th, Russia will unleash what may be its largest military exercise since the Cold War in Poland, Ukraine, Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, and elsewhere. Officials are openly concerned that the Zapad West 2017 drills near their borders will be used as cover for a military attack. Russian President Vladimir Putin sees both conventional and nuclear posturing as a useful tool to reassert Moscow's status as a world power and intimidate nearby enemies. Even as the proxy war Washington and Russia have been waging in Syria appears to be trailing off. The one in Ukraine appears intensifying. Last week, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mad Dog Mattis announced the government is considering supplying lethal weaponry to Ukraine. primarily U.S.-made anti-tank rockets to be used in its ongoing war with Moscow, backed Russian-speaking separatists. Fifth today under the sign category of increased persecution, according to Channel News Asia, a 5.3 magnitude earthquake hit northern Japan on Friday. The quake posed no tsunami risk, and there were few reports of damages. It struck only a few hours after Mexico's deadly tremor. Japan is one of the world's most seismically active areas and accounts for about 20% of the world's earthquakes of magnitude 6 or greater. Beloved, you can read these stories in more detail and get more prophecy-related news at secondcomingherald.com. The prophetic passage of Scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah 31:15-22, which reads in part, "Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not." Allow me to share with you some important thoughts on this passage from the Popular Bible Prophecy Commentary, edited by Dr. Tim LaHaye, now home with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinzen. Verses 18 through 20 tell of Israel's future confession of her sin. Israel's repentance will bring about the comforting of Rachel. Rachel will be comforted when the Jews return, and the Jews will return because of their confession. Verses 18 and 19 speak about the confession itself, of which God states, "I have surely heard Ephraim grieving. Ephraim will say, you have chastised me, and I was chastised like an untrained calf." This indicates Israel will have realized that the punishment of the day of Jacob's distress, the great tribulation, was a matter of divine chastisement, divine discipline, to get Israel to repent. Israel will say, "Bring me back that I may be restored, for you are the Lord my God." The point is that if God will convert the people, they will indeed be converted. Ephraim then states, "I smote on my thigh, a token of temper. I was ashamed, a token of shame, and also humiliated because I bore the reproach of my youth." Israel now realizes her shame because of her rejection of the Messiah. She realizes that judgment came upon her because of the sins of her youth. God's response is given in verse 20. "Is Ephraim my dear son? Yes, according to verse 9. Is he a delightful child? Yes, according to verse 3. Indeed, as often as I have spoken against him, I certainly still remember him." Though God has pronounced judgment upon the nation, he still loves the nation. "Therefore my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him." The promise is that when Israel repents, God will respond. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Bible in our next broadcast/podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Arthur W. Pink. He said, "The first time Christ came to slay sin in men, the second time he will come to slay men in sin." Wow. Dear friend, if you're not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready today by trusting him as your Savior. Here's how. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, "Even so come, Lord Jesus." God bless you.